Mr. Speaker, however, I raise a happier point of discussion now. I am a proud alumnus of the University of Maryland, and recent months have, however, brought some bittersweet news. An era is coming to an end in the Terrapin Athletic Program as our successful coaches of basketball and football have left the school. I want to take this opportunity, therefore, to honor coaches Gary Williams and Ralph Ridgen. All they have meant to the University of Maryland community, both on and off the court and field. Both of them are good friends of mine. Gary Williams was my neighbor for a number of years. Gary retired as Maryland's basketball coach after 22 hard-working, successful years in College Park and 33 years in college coaching ranks. At his retirement, Gary Williams ranked as the fifth winningest college basketball coach in America, with 668 wins stretching over his remarkable career. He is also the third winningest coach in Atlantic Coast Conference history, but behind two legends, Dean Smith and Mike Krzyzewski. Gary Williams inherited a struggling program and turned it into a perennial national contender. Under his guidance, the Terrapins reached the NCAA tournament 14 times, 11 times consecutively, won three ACC regular season titles and an ACC tournament championship, made seven Sweet 16s, two Elite Eights, two Final Fours, and in a memory that all Terrapins still treasure, and I had the opportunity of attending in Atlanta, won the national championship in 2002. Coach Williams was honored as National Coach of the Year in 2002 and as ACC Coach of the Year in 2002 and 2010. But numbers alone do not capture his impact on the lives of his players or on the life of the Maryland community, where he stood out as a leader and as a philanthropist. Maryland's athletic director, Kevin Anderson, correctly summed it up best when he said, "Gary Williams is a legend." That is true. Terrapins will also miss our football coach, Ralph Ridgen, who coached his last game with the program on December 29th. Fittingly, it was a decisive win, a 51-20 victory in the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. The Fridge, as he is affectionately known, also took over a struggling program and led it to notable success. He guided Maryland to the ACC championship in his very first year as coach. And of the 10 years in his tenure, seven of them ended with postseason appearances. In both his first year as Maryland football coach and his last, he was named ACC Coach of the Year. Coach Ridgen won 74 games for the University of Maryland, brought new energy to our football program, and left a lasting mark in College Park. He was respected by his players, looked to as a role model. I was proud to call him a friend as well. He, too, will be missed by all who love Maryland, who love football, who love basketball, and who love the principles that sports teaches. Both Gary Williams and Ralph Ridgen are good men and outstanding leaders. And while I know that the Maryland Athletic Program will build on the proud foundation they laid, their shoes will be tough to fill. Good luck, thank you, and Godspeed to Gary Williams and Ralph Ridgen. I yield back the balance of my time.